Hello and welcome to NRI Affairs Pause with Nandini. I'm here with an unexpected guest. Shelley Oberoi is an Indian politician who is the mayor of the Municipal Corporation of Delhi. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
She's here to participate in an urban summit and talk about the Arvind Kejriwal model of urban planning, and we'd love to know more.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I landed to Brisbane for attending this Asia Pacific Summit for the mayors, and more than 100 plus mayors from Asia as well as around the world, the delegation has come to attend. And today I'm going to present the model, the governance model of Arvind Kejriwal, which we have in Delhi and the MCD, Municipal Corporation of Delhi, in an event today. So good to see so many people across the world who have come here, and very good interaction with them, and maybe we are going to learn from each other, and very good experience.
Of course. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about Delhi. You know, various issues that come out in the media is obviously there's pollution, there's a waste management issue. There is population that obviously, you know, is quite large in a city like Delhi. What are some of the highlights that you're going to talk about?
See, when we talk about Municipal Corporation of Delhi, it is India's second largest corporation after Mumbai. And corporation is really the primary job of MCD is the cleanliness, the waste management. And we have three big landfills in Delhi, and we are working there 24/7. The biomining is going on. We are segregating the waste, and we have big CND plants. So whenever we have solid waste management, we are segregating the waste, and we are getting three things out of it. We are getting the inert, that is the sand, we can say mud or sand. We are getting the RDF, which is plastic waste. We are getting the CND waste, that is the construction and demolition waste. And last week we inaugurated India's largest CND plant by the Honorable CM Arvind Kejriwalji, and it is one of the largest plant which has the capacity of 2,000 ton of CND waste. And we have waste to energy plants there, and we are recycling the waste, and we are making the electricity, we are making the fertilizers, we are converting the CND waste into bricks as well as the tiles. So this is a primary job of corporation, but we have some additional duties also, and that is we are owning more than 1500 plus corporation schools which provide primary education to the especially the poor children. And also we have 250 plus dispensaries. We are into health also, and we have 8 big hospitals of corporation, and we are dealing with the thousands of the gardens and parks which comes under the jurisdiction of corporation. We are dealing with the property tax, that is the main source of the corporation. We are providing the different types of licensing also, like trade license, health license. So corporation, the Delhi corporation is very big. We have almost 40 to 45 department under the corporation.
Sounds exhausting, the amount of work that is involved. But when you're talking about waste management and waste segregation, a large part of it, I would imagine, is also just changing behavior and educating people, and also having provisions for people to assist and be a part of this cleanliness, right? So that in a country like ours, I think that can be quite an issue as well, because behavior and social mores, you know, like you're driving and you just chuck something out of your window, or you know, you're eating on the street and you just leave, you know, paper cups and all of that. How do you actually change that? I mean, of course, it may not fall under specifically what a municipal corporation does, but I would imagine some public education would also be kind of part of your role.
See, very true. The community participation is very much important. So under the leadership of Honorable CM, we have started a big mega Safai Abhiyan, which is the Ab Delhi Hogi Saaf. So under that Abhiyan, we have created a team of 3,000 people. And it includes the counselors, it includes the MLAs, it includes the officers, and myself and the deputy mayor, the leader of the house, we are going on the ground zero and we are trying to clean each and every lane. We have 250 wards in corporation. We have 250 corporators. So we have our own schedule, and on a daily basis, we go to every ward along with the officers, along with the Safai Karamcharis, along with the MLAs and the counselors. And we try to educate people. Public awareness is very much important.
Right.
They need to understand that they have to adopt a very responsible behavior, being a responsible citizen of Delhi. So Delhi is our capital city, and corporation would do their job, but it is a responsibility of the general public to make the city more cleaner and greener. So we are trying to educate them. We are creating a lot of awareness campaigns also.
You know, when I was reading a little bit just before coming to meet you on what are the issues that people are talking about, one of the things was the potholes of the roads of Delhi. And some people were joking that, you know, you don't need to go to the moon. You can just come to the streets of Delhi and experience craters. Is that something that also comes under the municipal corporation's
work? Yes, yes. And what we are trying to bring now, we are trying to get artificial intelligence. We are trying to get the mechanized machine, which fills the potholes, which makes the patches filled. And definitely it's a duty of the corporation for construction of the roads. There are certain roads which comes under the Delhi government, the PWD department, but there are certain roads which comes under the MCD. Even the public toilets are under the corporation. So we are trying to do as much as best we can do, because since last 15 years, the some other party was ruling the corporation, and obviously the public were not happy with the previous government. So, and also in Delhi government, the Aam Aadmi Party, they have done a drastic change. They have transformed the education model. They have given a very good health model, including the Mohalla clinics. So they had a very good expectation from us. So now they have given us a chance in corporation. So we have done a lot of promises to them, and we are trying to fulfill one by one every promise. So people have expectations, so we are doing well.
And you're very new. You've come in February of this year.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit. So this is something very interesting, because to find an academic who's a PhD, who's now a politician, I think is very rare. So I want to know what your journey from being in academia, doing your bachelor's and then your master's and then your PhD, and suddenly here you are the mayor of a municipal corporation. What's going on?
I'm associated with Aam Aadmi Party since 10 years. It was my mother who motivated me that there is some party which is very new and giving chance to young and educated people. So I approached the top leaders. They interviewed me at that time, and they really wanted that some educated people should come out and join politics. So since years I was working as a volunteer, normal volunteer. I worked for the party, not even in Delhi, but outside Delhi in different states for the election campaign. And in 2020, the party gave me the opportunity. I became the Delhi Vice President of Women Wing at that time. And for 2 years, I worked very hard. I worked very sincere for the Women Wing. And let me tell you very frankly, even last year, I had no plans to even contest the election. But suddenly, there was a delimitation. There was rotation in the seats of the corporation, and 50% reservation is there for women in corporation now. And the area where I contested that change into women, it became lady seat.
What's the area?
It's Patel Nagar, East Patel Nagar, ward number 86. So I just had a normal conversation at home that shall I try? So like my parents, that if you're interested, you can try. So I tried for it, and the Honorable CM gave me the opportunity. I got the ticket, and by God's grace, I won the election. And it was one of the toughest seats of Delhi, because a councillor was the BJP president, was my councillor, he's my neighbor. So it was.
Are you friends outside of politics?
I met him formally at the events. So it was one of the very toughest seat, and I won by the God's grace. But I had no idea that one day Honorable CM will call me at his place and he will tell me that Jelly, I'm aapko mayor bana rahe hain. That was very shocking for me, and I told him that I'm very new and I know nothing about the politics and how I will manage. So in a very simple line, he said, you are educated, aap kar loge, aap padhe likhe ho. And my first term was very short. And this is my second term, and the CM has repeated me for the second term. I'm really thankful to him, and I'm trying to fulfill all the expectation he has from me. And under his guidance, I'm trying to give a very good output to the corporation. I'm trying to get the output from a very limited resources. Corporation sure. has been facing a lot of financial crunches since years. So with the help of Delhi government now, in Delhi government we have Aam Aadmi Party, in corporation we have Aam Aadmi Party. So in collaborative efforts, we are trying to get that drastic change and revolution which we brought in the Delhi government. And still our focus is on the cleanliness and also the education. We always give priority to education.
Yes.
And we are focusing on the schools, because the schools are in very bad shape. The infrastructure is not very good at present, and there is some problem related to teacher and student ratio. So we are bringing changes in the corporation schools, because it is providing the primary education. We are giving a base to a child. That is important. The base should be very strong. So once the student will shift from 5th to 6th standards, and maybe after the 12th, after the schooling, when the child will go to the college. So we are preparing the student for the college, for the future, not only for getting the good marks. We are having a lot of different strategies and the policies in the education sector also, and we are trying to bring that. And tomorrow maybe I'll be visiting some corporation school of the Brisbane. I'm going to see the model which they are using.
How wonderful. I'm sure there will be a lot to learn, and yeah. a lot that you can possibly take back there. One of the things, of course, I want to ask you is that when the Aam Aadmi Party came into prominence a couple of years ago, and I remember that there was this huge wave of hope. Of course, they're always detractors, but there was this feeling that there was something new. We were talking about educated younger people. We were talking about not career politicians, but actually people from civil society who wanted to make a difference, and even people who considered themselves apolitical or outside the political system suddenly felt this certain enthusiasm, and they were like, yes, there is someone who looks like us, who talks like us, who, you know, who we can relate to, and there's this huge hope. Now, a few years since, I have to say with all honesty that some of that hope seems a bit jaded, in the sense that at the moment, a lot of people may feel that the Aam Aadmi Party is yet another political party and not the ideology and the hope that it represented. Because in some ways, the things that we thought it would stand for perhaps have got diluted, or have, in the political mix of the day, have had to make choices where, for instance, standing up for minorities or standing up for very strongly for the secular democratic processes of our country, we feel like those things may be a bit lacking. And yes, there is focus on work, and there is focus on actually making practical solutions work. But ideologically, some people do feel a bit like another political party. It's the same.
See, our party has evolved through Andolan. So we wanted to do something for the society. We wanted to make Delhi, the India, the society corruption free. And now we have become a national party, and definitely we are trying to bring that change. We are not like other parties who are religious based, who are race based, who are caste based. We want something to be done for the society so that we can bring that change. And that change only can be brought with the help of education. So what is wrong if you are working for the education? What is wrong if you want to give citizen a good health model? They are paying the taxes. So through that, through those funds only, we want them to give a good life. So nothing wrong in that. And still, this is the first time we have come into the corporation also. So corporation was also in very bad shape. And in last 8 months, in last 6 months, you can talk to Delhi people. They are so happy. They can see how the corporation is working. The corporation is same. The offices are same. The employees are same. The management is different. So this is the management, how you get things done from others. And so many of the employees who were struggling since years, they were protesting at the gate of our office. They wanted to get regularize. So this was one of the promise which we made to Delhi people, to the employees of the MCD, that once we will come in the ruling, we will regularize you. So that procedure also we have started. Last week only we have regularized 300 to 400 MCD employees. So that change will take time.
Is there a mechanism by which there is transparency in what you're doing and all of the policies that you're implementing? Is there some sort of I don't know whether it's online or whether there are town hall meetings where there is transparency in how a taxpayer's money is being utilized, how corruption is being brought down. What are the ways? Because typically what we see is that, you know, obviously there is work happening, but nobody really knows what exactly, you know, is the process and what exactly is happening beyond what politicians might say.
See, we are trying to bring such kind of policies and strategies which can. It may take time that the corruption will get away and go away from the corporation, but we have to work for it.
Can you break those systems of corruption? Because they're so entrenched, right? Like, it's just in the ethos that you need a file passed, you have to pay here, then that file will move somewhere else, you have to pay there. And there's a whole
For example, we have brought a policy in the house. We have passed a bill in the house that the corporation will provide doorstep delivery to the citizens. They don't need to go to the government offices where the officer may charge, may ask for some money, some funds. So at the doorstep, we have brought a toll-free number. So dialing at a number, we are providing different 20 to 25 services. So you are just a call away, and that service would be provided at the doorstep. So this way we are trying to bring a change.
That's good.
We have an app also, app 311. If you have any kind of complaint, you can lodge a complaint through that app, and maybe within 6 hours or within 24 hours that complaints will be resolved. So through online mode, through app mode, we are trying to change the entire system of the corporation.
Of course, things take time. Yeah. And I can imagine if you try to, really get rid of the corruption, you personally will make a lot of enemies because there will be people not very happy with what you're doing. All right. Another thing
but
I wanted to...
we can save the society this way only.
Yes, of course. And, you know, I do think it's very creditable for anyone today knowing how complex and difficult and dangerous politics can be, for anyone sticking their neck out and saying, look, I'm willing to take the risk. I have a lot of respect for that. One of the last things I want to ask you is that apart from Delhi, you know, obviously, I feel like India is in a state of great turmoil and churn and development and excitement. Lots of things are happening at the same time. I was speaking with someone yesterday who's an activist, and she works in rehabilitating sex workers, for instance, who come from Bengal. And the north is a big sort of conduit and, you know, a market for all of this, for the traffickers, right? So there, and she was talking about the abject poverty in Bengal, that, you know, that we talk about India shining and all of that, but there's still so much poverty, there's still so many issues at the ground level in India. What do you think, apart from take off your mayor hat and just as a citizen of the country, what do you think are the pressing issues that we need to solve?
We are working for the poor people only. We are providing the free electricity, we are providing the free water. We want to provide free education. We want to provide good health, free health, good money, free health money for the poor, especially for the lower segment people.
Yes.
So what's the harm in that? So, for example, if I talk about the primary education which the corporation provides, that is, those students are coming from those families where even the parents are not educated. So at the grassroots level,
first generation.
Yes. So at the grassroots level, we need to work. We need to encourage people to pay taxes. This is a very big issue in India. Not only in Delhi, but in India. We need to encourage them that if you will pay the taxes, your money is in the safer hand. And that funds would only be spent for your, for providing the services to you.
It
for providing
down.
A very good infrastructure, for providing very good public service, for very good public transport. But we need to work at the grassroots level. That is important. So apart from poverty, there are many issues. There are issues related to inflation. There are issues related to unemployment. So soon, maybe it may take time. And maybe in the coming times, when the Aam Aadmi Party will grow more and more, we will be working at the national issues. So we have a lot of vision. And soon, we are going to get all those issues resolved.
You know, I wouldn't support any party, but I wish anyone working in the public sphere the very best and, you know, more wind beneath your sails. And I hope you actually achieve all the things that
Thank you so much.
Aiming for. And now quickly about Brisbane, what has been your experience? What do you like? Have you been around? You've been to the Gold Coast as well?
Yeah, this is my first visit to Brisbane, and very beautiful city, very clean, very green. And the first of all, the people are so responsible. And so I think we should learn from them, from the government, from the people that they know. And everything I'm seeing here from the eye of a mayor, so how the waste is managed, waste is being segregated, waste is being managed, how the schools are running, I'm going to see tomorrow, and how the most important thing which I like is there is no VIP culture for the politicians. That is important. Even being the leader from Aam Aadmi Party, we hardly adopt the VIP culture. This is important. We should interact with the general public. This is important. And yesterday I went to the Gold Coast also, and beautiful city. And definitely in my this visit, I'm going to learn a lot from this government, lot from the people. And I'm going to adopt so many things from here. I'll take back to my city.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.